Yesterday, I went to a pizza shop. The guy behind the counter was like, "How can I help you?" And I go, "I'd like to get a slice of pizza." And he goes, "The pizza's not ready yet." He was like, "What? I go? Let's study together."
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John. And thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 631. I was like, he goes, "You probably learned in school that when you want to describe a conversation or even repeat that conversation to another person, you can use say or said. Using say or said this way is very common in written English, especially in novels. For example, yesterday I went to a pizza shop. The guy behind the counter said, "How can I help you?" I said, "I'd like to get a slice of pizza." He said, "The pizza's not ready yet." And I said, "That's too bad." This is the basic style of reported speech. Well, in conversational English, there are actually two other verbs that you can use in reported speech. The first one is be like, or in the past tense, was like. We use be like in reported speech to describe a conversation that we had with one person to another person. Here's an example of that same conversation at the pizza shop using was like. Yesterday, I went to a pizza shop. The guy behind the counter was like, "How can I help you?" And I was like, "I'd like to get a slice of pizza." And he was like, "The pizza's not ready yet." And I was like, "That's too bad." And as you can see in my example here, we tend to connect the phrases with and. He was like, "How can I help you?" And I was like, "I'd like to get a slice of pizza." And he was like, "The pizza's not ready yet." Here's another example. I came to work late this morning. The boss was like, "Why are you late?" And I was like, "Because there was traffic." And she was like, "There's traffic every day." And I was like, "Oh, you were late too?" And she was like, "If you come late again, you're fired." Wow. That boss doesn't have a sense of humor. The other conversational style of reported speech is with using go. Go is used instead of said. The interesting thing here is that we tend to use go in the present tense. So you have to remember, I go, she goes, he goes. Let's look at that conversation with the boss using go. I came to work late this morning. The boss goes, "Why are you late?" And I go, "Because there was traffic." And she goes, "There's traffic every day." And I go, "Oh, you were late too?" And she goes, "If you come late again, you're fired." Here's the example from the pizza shop. The guy behind the counter goes, "How can I help you?" And I go, "I'd like to get a slice of pizza." And he goes, "The pizza's not ready yet." And I go, "That's too bad." Again, this is how we use was like and goes in conversational English for reported speech. Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any vocabulary is to take the word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. Well, that's all we have for today's English lesson. Why don't you join my podcast learners study group? There you can get the transcript for this and every Happy English podcast and get live group coaching with me once a month. To learn more and to see the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 631. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible. And I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English, get happy, Happy English.